Good morning. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration as we begin today's meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is titled, In Christ We Become Mature. And our passage is from Ephesians 4, verses 11 to 16. Hear the word of the Lord. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Consider this. There is one thing that is true about every child who has ever been born. From the moment of conception, a child matures. Maturity is when one's progress as a human being matches one's reality. Maturity is connected to one's age, perspective, character, relational patterns, and healthy, flourishing human growth. Immaturity is a term we use when someone who should be mature enough to act in a certain way, live a certain way, speak a certain way, or make choices a certain way does not. An immature person, in essence, is stunted in their growth, and that makes them vulnerable, as well as everyone around them. Ephesians 4:11 to 16 has much to say about maturing in Christ. By Christ's Spirit within us, we are designed to grow dynamically as a child grows. We are designed to grow in love, grow in wisdom, and grow in the character of Christ in every way. Maturity is coming into all the fullness of God in Christ, according to our prayer for union and love in Ephesians 3:14 to 21. Paul follows this prayer in Ephesians 3 with these strong words in Ephesians 4. He is eager for us to come into unity in the faith and in our knowledge of the Son of God so that we might attain the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. But how does this happen? First, we need to be filled with the Spirit of God so Jesus is within us, leading us, Ephesians 5:18. Second, we need some long-form discipleship with trusted guides and mentors. Both we and our guides need to go into lifelong training to become like Christ, 1 Timothy 4:6-16. We are designed to learn from spiritually gifted guides who will help us mature in Christ, verses 11 to 13, as they themselves continue to mature. A trusted guide is not someone who has arrived. A trusted guide is someone who is tender, in public and private, to Jesus' work in their lives. They are becoming more whole as we are becoming more whole. Those guides should evidence visible maturity in love, maturity in Christ-likeness, in heart, in mind, in action, in character as they lead. Whether they are apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, preachers, or anything else, all are required to be mature in love. All guides should evidence they are growing in a depth of union with Christ, the one who defined himself as being gentle and humble in heart, Matthew 11:29. The trusted guides you and I choose should be gentle and humble in heart, like their Lord before them who lives in them. Discipled by those who are maturing both ahead of us and along with us, our hearts, minds, and attitudes are slowly conformed to Christ, Romans 8:29, by a process of Spirit-powered transformation. Then, to put it bluntly, we will cease to be immature. We won't be gullible, tossed about by every spiritual perspective or idea that comes our way. We will have discernment, godly wisdom, and perspective. We will handle the Word of God correctly, avoiding godless chatter and losing our way in the spiritual noise that stirs in every generation. 2 Timothy 2, 15-16. Our ears won't be tickled by new and unusual doctrines or by the latest teaching, teaching only peripherally rooted in a robust, holistic, biblical vision of Christ-likeness. 2 Timothy 4:3. Those living in union with Christ, inhabited by Christ, participating in Christ's life, incarnating his love in the world, will be marked by love. We'll speak the truth in love as we, his body, become like him, the head of his body, verse 15, the church. We will love as Jesus loves. We will grow and build one another up in love, the hallmark evidence of our union with God in Christ. We will become mature, true saints, holy ones, whose sole purpose in life is no longer to live for ourselves, but to have Christ living his life through us. Galatians 2:20. The prayer. Lord Jesus, I am in you, and you are in me. Maturing in you, coming into the fullness of your life, your heart, and your love is my great desire. Through trusted guides and through learning to love and speak the truth in love, conform me completely to you. In Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen. The questions. How have you matured in Christ over the years? What aspects of your discipleship have grown stronger, and what trusted guides have supported you in that journey? Are there any areas of your life in which you would like to become more Christ-like? And how can you partner with the Holy Spirit in God's intention to make you like Jesus? As we wrap up this Wake Up Call series, which is entitled To Know This Love, and prepare next Monday to begin Acts Season 2 with J.D. Walt, our team at Seedbed has created a helpful opportunity. If you pre-order a copy of To Know This Love, which is a gathering up in book form of this entire series we've been doing together, and you get the Acts Season 2 journal together, you'll receive 50% off the order. You just use the code COMBO50, COMBO50, all caps, at checkout. Or you can get each book at 25% off separately. We hope this is helpful to you, and this would be your opportunity to get it if that's in your heart. For The Awakening, I'm Dan Will.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.